أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين. سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون. فذرهم يخوضوا ويلعبوا حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي يوعدون. صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one of the wrongs and misconception and disbelief of the Quraysh of Makkah, and that was with regards to them taking and making the angels and believing and ascribing them to Allah as an offspring, and they used to say it was the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as the surah comes to an end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, that will be obviously the people of Makkah and the people of the whole world, إِن كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدْ If they were an offspring for Ar-Rahman, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah had to have a son, فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ then I would have been the first to serve, to worship. Hypothetically, if it was possible, if it was logically sound for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have had a child, then I would have been the very first to worship, continue the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah had commanded that I worship the child, then I would have done so. So this is purely hypothetical, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any child, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not commanded me to worship anyone else but Allah, so hence I will worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will remain very firm on the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely no offspring. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has not given birth to anyone, nor was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begotten from anyone. There is absolutely nothing that is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no comparison to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that it was not an issue of stubbornness, that stubbornly we will believe that there is no offspring to Allah, but if it was, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have informed us and we would have worshipped as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so commanded. Subhana rabbi samawati wal ard, to remove all forms of doubt with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's issue, Allah's offspring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhana rabbi samawati wal ard, glory be to the Rabb of the samawat, of the skies and the earth. Now again, when we speak of the word subhan, or we say subhanallah, or subhana rabbi al-azim, or subhana rabbi al-a'la, then what are we actually saying? We are actually saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all fault, and obviously to have a child, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one would have to attribute a fault to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all that. Allah is free from need. Allah is free from the need of having any parents. Allah is free from the need of having any equals, any partners. Allah is free of any need of having any offspring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself now removes these types of doubts, these kinds of beliefs, by saying that Allah Rabbul Izzat is absolutely pure of all fault, of all blemish, who is the Rabb of the samawat and the earth, who is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cherisher. Allah is the nourisher of everything that lies within the skies, that lies on this earth. Rabbil Arsh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of the throne, and the throne, as great as it is in the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. amma yasifun, from that which they have described, whatever descriptions they have given with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does not befit the qualities of Allah, we seek also refuge from all that. In other words, Allah is absolutely pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely free of all the things that they have said with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives a command that leave them, يَخُوضُوا, leave them alone, plunge in all the nonsensical talks with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great an evil can man commit that he speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way and in the manner that he wants to speak about Allah, attributing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascribing children and offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling others gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, negating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Whatever ill a person speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat is commanding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَرْهُمْ, leave them. Now this does not mean that we should leave all those that disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or have misgivings about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should leave them and not correct them. But when the arrogance come to such states and such to such conditions that now it is absolutely beyond anyone to talk to them, when they become arrogant, they do not want to listen about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become stubborn, they do not want to change their belief, etc., then you leave them, yakhudu, let them continue their nonsensical talks about Allah, وَيَلْعَبُوا, and let them continue their play in this world. Sometimes when you look at other denominations with regards to religious beliefs, it is in actual fact a play, it is a monopoly, they are making money out of it, and they will continue doing this, and they will bring people into their deen and to their religion, misguiding people, and all that will continue. So leave them, hatta yulaqu yawmahum alladhi yu'adun, until they meet that day, the day that they have been promised, and that is the day of Qiyamah, and then they will come to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, Allah is wahdahu la sharika la, there is absolutely no partner to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at that time, in the many, many ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, they will then testify that Allah is the Rabb. They will testify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only. For obviously then, it is too late. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.